let's say for just a moment that you're the Israeli prime minister, the Israeli defense minister. You're one of the people who have been elected in this democratic government to try to keep people safe. And what is it you think Israel should do that's different from what they're doing right now? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. One of the things that is striking here is the press war. And that's the case whenever there is a conflict in the Middle East. There are uses of propaganda and distortion and sometimes outright fakery to try to arouse world opinion and to get people concerned and to get people involved and to try to basically to arouse worldwide opposition to Israel's right of self-defense. And there's a dramatic example of CNN being used in that kind of effort, because on Saturday, just this weekend, when the Egyptian prime minister was visiting in Gaza, and he was there together with the Hamas prime minister, Ismail Haniyeh. By the way, the real leader of Hamas, Khalid Mashal, is somewhere in Syria. He's not in Gaza. He's never there. His life expectancy might be a lot less if he were in Gaza. In any event, there was a four-year-old boy, and you've probably seen the pictures because the Egyptian prime minister held him up as an example of heroic youth. He's a dead boy, and they passed the body around. Really, it's grisly, it's disgusting, but that's what they did. And the claim, of course, was that this young man, whose name was Mahmoud Sadala, was killed by an Israeli strike on his home that killed him somehow. And except guess what? There now is overwhelming evidence, so much evidence that the Sunday Telegraph in London and the Associated Press and the New York Times and virtually everyone who's looked at this boy was killed by his fellow Palestinians. One of the things that has not been accounted for is a great deal of the death and destruction, particularly the death and destruction of civilians, has not been perpetrated by Israel. It's been perpetrated by these rockets that the Palestinians are firing that often misfire or fall down right in the middle of Gaza. This is not a society that is noted for its advanced rocketry technology. I mean, seriously. And but there are over 100, and Israel can demonstrate this. There are over 100 rockets that they didn't have to shoot down with their Iron Dome, because they were rockets that went up into the sky and then boom, they came down right in Gaza, and one of them killed this poor boy with shrapnel. But that didn't stop CNN and a reporter on CNN called Sarah Sidner from covering the story this way over the weekend.
A scene no parent should ever have to endure, playing out in front of our camera at the Al-Shifa Hospital. Four-year-old Mahmoud Sadala lies dead in the arms of a neighbor, a child of Gaza, another victim of an airstrike. We went to the neighborhood where he lived and met his aunt. Where were you when this happened? I was in the house over here. When I heard the boom, I went running out. I went out screaming and hollering. It was a terrible scene, such a scary scene, she says. This is where little Mahmoud's family lives. And to give you some idea of what this family went through and what he endured, all you have to do is look at the damage to the home. He was playing just downstairs when the bomb fell.
Okay. One of the things that is striking about this is that he was killed by shrapnel. And you can see that was confirmed in the hospital. There's no shrapnel in Israeli ordnance. They don't do it. Why would they? They are targeting people very clearly. They even got this guy from Islamic Jihad. He was on the second floor of this broadcast facility, and they went right in through the window, and boom, he's gone. And it was a pinpoint targeting. This young man was killed, as the Associated Press reports, by a Palestinian rocket. Here's the Sunday Telegraph for London. There were signs on Saturday that not all the Palestinian casualties have been the result of Israeli airstrikes. The highly publicized death of four-year-old Mahmoud Sadala appeared to have been the result of misfiring a homemade rocket, not a bomb dropped by Israel. The child's death on Friday figured prominently in media coverage after Hisham Kandil, the Egyptian prime minister, was filmed lifting his dead body out of an ambulance. The boy, the martyr, whose blood is still on my hands, my clothes, is something we cannot keep silent about, he said, promising to defend the Palestinian people. But experts, get this, from the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, who visited the site on Saturday, said they believed the explosion was caused by a Palestinian rocket. Good for the Palestinian Center for Human Rights. This is amazing. Even the New York Times has said it is unclear who was responsible for the strike on Anazla, that's the neighborhood. The damage was nowhere near severe enough to have come from an Israeli F-16, raising the possibility that an errant missile fired by Palestinian militants was responsible for the deaths. What seems clear is that expectations for a pause in the fighting for at least one family were tragically misplaced. This whole thing is outrageous. I mean, first of all, keeping this little body of this four-year-old and handing it around like a trophy from the Palestinian Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. Here, in fact, is the way it's covered on CNN. Listen.
At the hospital, Mahmoud quickly became a symbol of the war in Gaza when the visiting Prime Minister of Egypt and the Hamas Prime Minister touched the dead child.
I was here and I saw the child who was martyred.
The blood is on both of our hands, ours and on the Egyptian hands.
We watched more children being brought into the hospital. The doctors say several have died, including a child burned to death.
As a doctor, as a human, I'm crying. I can't do anything for him because I know he's died now, you know? And you can imagine if it's yours, baby, how do you feel? Why? The Israelis? Why?
Why indeed? Why? What is to be accomplished by the continued Palestinian rocket attacks? The Israeli president, Shimon Peres, said very clearly, we want to stop. If they stop firing, the Israeli attacks stop immediately. It's very simple. Why indeed? The last part of CNN.
The influx of casualties, men, women, and children, is overwhelming this hospital. Underlying how this war is not just between soldiers, civilians on both sides of the border are enduring the grinding pain of loss. Sarah Seidner, CNN, Gaza City.
Okay, it is certainly true that civilians are enduring the grinding pain of loss. But see, one of the differences here is that the Israelis are trying very hard to hit only military combatants. The Palestinians, of course, are trying very hard to hit only Israeli civilians. And thank God the Iron Dome defense system has worked better than anyone expected, frankly. It's shot down about 90%, close to 90% of the rockets that have been sent toward Israel.